It's so great to be able to see you.
Martini.
So great to be in Berkeley. Even here. The one thing I miss though coming here up, because we came up here on the bus last night and woke up here, but normally like I find myself walking out of the Oakland airport and looking at the sky and going, why don't I live here? But it's not just the sky either, it's you guys. we played in LA last night. We're from LA, so we're used to it, but I mean, say anything bad about those LA people, because we are those LA people. This is called Just Say Yeah. Thank you.
Children come to home, they're in the safety of our hearts. But though we disagree about the passions burn, the heart goes out. We're a long way gone down this wild road we're on. It's gonna take us there we're bound. It's just a long
guitars, acoustic guitar, electric guitar, pedal steel, lap steel. This is our good friend, Greg Lees. This is a song I wrote for an art installation that was traveling from New York to California on the train. And it was there's a film about it called Station to Station that's just come out. It's just about to be released and by the conceptual artist Doug Aitken. And he invited me to get on this train anywhere I wanted, really, and just stay on there for a few days. And they said you could make music on the train. And also, every place the train to stop, they'd get out, everybody get out of the train, and there would be like a art happening. And there'd be art, you know, and local people would come and they'd all... I didn't even try to tell them that I already knew what a happening was. And it seemed like... we know what a happening is, but... he kept saying that, well, there'll be music, but it's not going to be a concert. And I thought... there'll be gear, right? There'll be like, and he said, well, no, it's not really a concert. I thought, like, you know, maybe I better just show up at one of those places along the way with like a truck of gear and stuff so that when there's music, you know, will be able to hear it. So there were concerts along the way. There was music in these happenings, like Beck played in Barstow, Patti Smith played in New York. I don't know who played. They got to Oakland. That was the final terminus of this thing. Mavis Staples played in Chicago. Anyway, I chose Winslow, Arizona. And the song I wrote, this is my sort of site-specific art happening song, in which I sort of summon a narrative about some of these old guys I used to meet along the railroad tracks nearby where I lived in Los Angeles. And they used to, when the train used to slow down to cross Figueroa Street, it's so weird, you know. All through Northern California, people give Figueroa Street a big cheer. I don't know why. Now the people up here from LA, right? No, we're still from LA. We're like, for the moment, you know. Anyway, these old guys would jump off the train, and some of those kids would like, you know, get to meet them and get to hang around them for a few days. I guess in the day they were called hobos. I don't know. I think now you'd call them homeless, although I didn't look at it that way. I thought they were free. So this is for all those guys that ride the rails. This is about one that's thinking about leaving Winslow, Arizona. I'm walking all around, looking up and down this train. All I gotta see is a place for me to grab hold of. And I'll be on this train and I won't be back again. I'm gonna qualify for any of the ride I'm thinking of. I got a PhD in the sun and rain and rain. I had a reservation about every occupation I was at.
Disappearing.
Thank you. About the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. Don't think I ask another these days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it's just what I've been losing. So
Thank you.
I see you holding up these signs, and they even have their self lit. But I can't see what's on them. It looks sort of like some rice checks I saw one time when I was in acid music.
See you.
drums. This is Mauricio Roy. It's been a long time since I watched these lights alone. I look around my life tonight and you are gone. I might have done something to keep you if I'd known how unhappy you've become. While I was dreaming of you, in my heart and your head, I was following through.
Yeah.
This is Jeff Young singing with me up here, singing and playing the piano and keyboards. Jeff Young. And also my long time bass player, friend, collaborator, playing the bass, Bob Glau. This is a song that I had the honor of being invited to put to music. These are words that were written by Woody Guthrie, probably sometime in the 50s. The Guthrie family's got a big stash of unfinished songs, and they gave this one to me. As it turned out, it was a letter, not really a song, but the thing about Woody Guthrie is his language is so beautiful and so cascading with so many thoughts and internal rhymes, you know, it might as well have been a song. But matter of fact, all we did really was just, and I was invited to do this also by Rob Wasserman, who the great bass player was playing with Bobby Weir and Lou Reed and countless others, invited to be part of this project called Note of Hope. And if you want to hear the original recording, it's on his record called Note of Hope. Recording of a bunch of duets of people doing just this kind of thing, putting Woody Guthrie lyrics to music. And when we got it all done, it was 15 minutes long. I thought, well, you know, there was nothing that I wanted to take out, because it was all about Woody Guthrie and his, you know, what would you take out of someone's letter to their wife, you know? Oh, that's not important. You know, like you don't think that way. So, but I did notice that no one ever listened to the song without checking their watch in about 8.5 minutes. So I thought, well, maybe in the spirit of those great Woody Guthrie songs that are already, you know, singable with repeatable choruses, you know, we got to do something to make this thing a little more compact. We worked on it again for this most recent record that I put it out on my record. This is called You Know the Night.
Could all be your humble dreams just as bright as the sun? And all
father's desires, fight shit in the flow of my tongue. You know the night. It's a particularly fragrant night, isn't it? There are one or two lightweights on the stage. I hope we're going to be okay.
Always be around.
always keeping things real by playing the clown. Now you're nowhere to be found.
You guys are so good. Wow. Yeah, I wound up getting in a small discussion with the audience last night in Los Angeles because, you know, you tour around the country and touring musicians know, you know, LA's just got a reputation for being a really jaded audience. They're just, you know. But on the other hand, we're from LA, so we understand it, you know. And as I said last night, you know, if you're not jaded yet, you're not paying attention. But it's really nice to be playing for you tonight. It's such a enthusiasm. enthusiastic and generous.
Thank you.
Sometimes now you are right. I was meant to see your smile.
fountain of light. You know that hollow sound at your own steps in flight. You had to struggle and you've had to fight to keep understanding and compassion in sight. I'm sitting down by the highway, down by the highway side. Everybody's going somewhere, riding this as fast as they can ride. But I guess they got a lot to do before they can rest assured their lives are justified. Pray to God for me, baby, he can let me smile. Confused.
when you've been near me, I felt the love stirring in my soul.
Back of the crib and the rug.
This is a song for the ocean, for the world's oceans. We usually, when we're playing someplace that's landlocked, like Texas or Oklahoma or Ohio or Fresno, we usually we ask people if they know that they've got an ocean, if they realize that they've, if they think they've got an ocean. Because it's like that Beach Boys song, you know, if everybody had an ocean, which makes you feel like only those people that are next to the ocean have an ocean. The truth is that you have to have an ocean to have a planet. If you don't have the ocean, the planet can't really survive. this planet anyway. I read that every second breath you take is a breath of oxygen that comes from the ocean. Yet there are places in the ocean that are starting to not be able to reproduce any life at all. And I mean, every day you open the paper. I know you know about this because it's in the paper every day. Every day there's a story saying, predictions turned out to be sort of soft. They're much more serious than was previously predicted. Oh, I wish I could figure out. I wish I could have heard what you said. I don't know it that well. I got these in-ear monitors. I'll just say this. What we do in the world really matters, and how long we'll have a world depends on how we behave in it. And this song started as a song about surfing, and I guess I ran out of what I had to say about surfing in about one verse. And I was on a boat in the Galapagos Island with all these oceanographers, and they were making these very, very powerful and dynamic and dire TED Talks, one after the other. And that's how this song got written. It's called If I Could Be Anywhere.
Somehow, and the world can't take it. That's Thank you.
Time of the Haitian earthquake. I was invited to take part in a fundraising event to raise money to rebuild a school. These people had built a school in Haiti and they were going back down there to build it again after the earthquake. They had their film people from the United States, from all over, maybe some from Europe too, a group called Artists for Peace and Justice. And maybe because they were in the film business, they kind of knew their way around and how to get things done there, you know, outside of government channels. And they succeeded in building this very beautiful school in a very short time, so about a year, I guess. And it's been up for about 3 years, and to date, every year, 2,500 of the poorest children in Port-au-Prince, they could go to school there for free. And they conduct the academic testing for all the schools in the rest of the island because their standards are so high. It's a great school. It's called the Academy for Peace and Justice, Cité Soleil, Port-au-Prince. And the song is for them. This is called Standing in the Breach.
and pages is history. The open wounds of time, the laws of human nature always tugging from behind. I want to think that the earth can heal, and that people might still learn how to meet this world's true challenges, and that the course we're on to turn. Though the earth may tremble, the earth will rise. We will all assemble, we will lift our eyes to the past that we know lie before us, and the power our prayers beseech as our souls attune to heaven. But you know the change the world needs now is there in everyone. Thank you. Search for the truth that's been done to me, the wicked and I.
power in the insects, power in the sea, power in the snow falling, time in me, power in the blossom, power in the stone, power in the song, me, sun and moon, power in the wheat field, power in the rain, power in the sun, man, and the hurricane, power in the sun, power in the flame, power in the sound of the lover's name.
'67, when the Byrds were probably the biggest band in America, the biggest American band in America. I wrote this for somebody that really loved Roger McGuinn's 12-string playing and thought he was an avant-garde guitar player. In my mind, this song, you know, had the Byrds. I was writing it, and I was writing it to her, but I was imagining that the Byrds were, they were in my head singing it with me, and the only problem is when I would sing it, all anybody heard was me with my acoustic guitar. It's like, it sounded like the Byrds. And eventually I forgot about the song. I even had forgotten about the song. I didn't even remember it when the Byrds asked me for some songs. And this was sometime after my first record. By this time, they'd fired David Crosby, and they were like, you know, they were entering their incredible country phase. Or maybe they'd already done that, and they were looking for another phase. I don't know. Anyway, I tried to get them to play For Every Man, a bunch of stuff. But they didn't do it. Anyway, then they broke up, and I remembered my song. Maybe 20 years after they broke up, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, so I started thinking maybe if they get back together, they can do something. I even asked him, Chris Hillman, one time. He said, no, that's not going to happen. He said, Roger McGuinn said he'd rather join the army than be in a band with David Crosby. And in my mind, it became like being in the army with David Crosby, and I thought, I wouldn't be so bad. Anyway, I even had a plot where I was going to get them into, I was going to invite them to come in and play with me separately, you know, and then like after like they were all gone, then I would like, you know, put up all the tracks of the other one, and then like that would be like Meeting with the Birds, you know. Anyway, you can see that it's been a long time obsession of mine to hear the song played a certain way. And I suddenly realized that my good friend, Greg Lees, plays the 12th string. He plays really well. He could play like he and I probably share this obsession with the birds. In fact, he's probably more entitled to than I am. Anyway, so this is our tribute. This is our tribute to the great California band, the Birds. Birds of St. Mark. Thank you. You want to hear the lowdown? I love that. Among the cheers for a song, that there was always like a few people who were like, no! Maybe those people realize if we do the loadout, then we have to leave. It's the loadout. And, here's a song I like a lot.
And the sound of the waves and the cries of the seagulls circling the sand. And the fragments of the songs carried down the wind from some radio. And the murmuring of the city in the distance, ominous and low. I hear the sound of a world where we play. And the participle beauty of the promises we made. If you ever need hope, call my name, yeah. If you ever need hope, don't hold me back. I'll see you through sky blue and there's a need to be separate and a need to be one in the struggle you win. When you gave me the world, I was in a place I could make a stand. I could never see how you doubted me when I let go of your hand. Yeah, I was much younger then, and I must have thought that I would know what things were gonna end. And the heavens were like a wheel on a track, and our sky was unfolding, and it'll never fall, that sky blue and the hidden cost and the thing that's lost in everything I do.
Only to surrender. Thank you so much. I just realized I haven't introduced. Singing with us, my good friend and longtime friend and singer, Alethea Mills. Historic ramifications. Actually, they did that at the Hall of Fame with Chuck Berry, where they but they didn't stop and fix it. They just played Johnny B. Good in two different keys at the same time for like 5 minutes.
People kept looking, so like,
all right.
Dr. Minor, I said, sooner again, it was both great and fear in my mind. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could. It's in the evil and the good that I hide. You must help me if you can. Dr. Minor, I'm
What a night. Thank you so much for being such a generous, generous crowd. I wanna love you all, and I wanna be mine.
Thank you. This is Donald Cannon, Alicia Miller, Greg Reese, Mauricio Lua, Bob Rob, Jeffrey Young, and me. I thank you. You know, it's terrific tonight. Thank you so much for your amazing, amazing welcome.
We ran into some friends of ours here today that are playing here on birthday. I guess they're here for a few nights. And we're going to invite them up here to play a song with us. These are friends that we get to play with from time to time, actually all the time in LA. Would you please welcome Sarah Watkins and Sean Watkins from the Watkins Family Hour. Playing Salvage Thank you.
Sarah Watkins. They're gonna work it out called the Watkins family. Liz Oliver. Liz in the Watkins family. I'm actually in the Watkins family. I was a man on the record. I mean, it's a large family, and it's just a thrill to get to run into you guys today. Wonderful surprise. Family hour. Are you still there? Are you there for another night? Are you there for another night? What?
Tonight was our last night. We're going to Reading.
Reading. Cool. All right. Yeah.
Puppy love, this morning sun. You and your life, me and mine, we have begun. There we stand and without speaking, draw the water from the well. And stare beyond the place to where the mountains lie so still. The long way that I have across the sand to find you here. Among these people in the sun, where the families work the land, the state of always done. Oh, and so far the other way, my country's gone. Across my home has come the shadow of a cruel and senseless hand. Though in some strong hearts, the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance, and the woman's smile to learn. And my heart remains a moment, and to them I must return. There's a long way that I have come, across the sand to find you here, among your where your children will be born. You'll watch them as they grow. Oh, so far the other way, my life is gone. If you look for me by the yard, you will find me in the shade. Wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. You come to me, Maria, I will show you what I've made. It's a picture for Our Lady of Well.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you, Sarah. The Watkins family. Watkins family are at the Watkins family 15 minutes. Thank you so much, Brittany. Thanks for the night. You really made my day. Thank you.